All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Lust Theory. Yeah, you didn't think you were going to get it, but you're getting it anyway. One divided by zero? Maybe I need to get closer. One divided by zero. Did it work?
You bend over, wanting to find out if your theory was correct.
I think it worked. But why does it look like she's breathing?
Putting a finger under Jessica's nose, you graze her skin a bit.
Ah!
Jessica springs up, shock evident on her face.
Oh, what's going on? What are you doing?
I didn't expect him to be naked. I was touching you to...
What?
No.
Panic takes over, making you ramble without a filter.
Time froze and I thought I was the one to make it freeze and I was testing it, but it didn't work and I thought it was because I had to say it with someone else next to me. Came here to say it in front of you and said it correctly and everything like what's zero divided by one, but then I wasn't sure if it worked. So I wanted to check if you're breathing and that's why I was that close. I swear I didn't do anything. Jess? Chloe?
You suddenly clap, trying to startle them, but they don't flinch.
It worked?
Still not completely sure. You, once again, put a finger under Jessica's nose.
It did!
Jumping back in excitement.
I can't believe it! I was right!
The enthusiasm soon simmers down, making you notice Jessica's poorly covered tits.
Can this day get any better?
Coming closer in need of a better look.
The things I do to her tits.
Your hormones getting the best of you? You fail to control your actions yet again.
I never noticed her boobs were this big. I'm barely covering it with my hand. They feel nice. This is awesome.
Seeing for you, Jessica covers her exposed chest, a blush running down her cheeks.
Hey!
One divided by zero. One divided by zero.
You pervert. Get out, lunatic.
Not needing to be told twice, you bolt out of Jessica's room, leaving the girls completely speechless.
By the way, for someone that should be disturbed, you're blushing pretty hard, Jess.
That's because...
Instead of making excuses, why not admit to being a dirty slut? That likes having her man's hands on her.
Shut up.
Escaping to the safety of your room, you take a moment and go through everything that happened so far.
That went better than it could have. I was right all along. I can freeze time simply by asking someone what's zero divided by one. Although, why didn't the time freeze again back then? Thank God Jess wasn't that angry, or it'd be ugly. Does that mean it really works only once a day? What if I ask another person? No, Chloe was there so it would have worked. Okay, once a day, I can freeze time with that question, once a day. So how am I even able to do this? Wait, how long does it even last? If I'm gonna use it, which I will, gotta know how much time I have each time.
Wanting to get the information right away, you plan to go downstairs and test it on Megan.
Fuck, I can't test it today. Idiot, already used it on Jess a minute ago. I don't want to wait, but it looks like I'll have to.
Against your wishes, you're forced to put the experiment on hold. Next morning.
It's time. I'll need my phone.
After getting everything needed for the experiment, you're good to go. Readying yourself, you swiftly make your way downstairs. Walking into the kitchen, you're soon noticed by Megan.
Hey!
Your eyes glued to the phone, you brush past her.
Want some breakfast?
Yeah, sure.
Coffee?
Sure, sure. Why won't the app open?
You head towards the table as Megan looks at you, confused.
Is he trying to ignore me?
Like always, she brings you the food and the coffee pretty soon.
Here you go.
Different than what she brought out last time. Mm-hmm. It's taking forever.
Can't you at least say thank you?
1 second.
Will you get...
Finally.
If you don't get off...
And start. Hey, what's 1 divided by 0? Great, now I just wait and see.
It takes you a second to realize the flaw in your plan.
Fuck. Time stopped, so a stopwatch won't work.
Despite the sudden obstacle, you come up with a new plan right away.
8 Mississippi, 9 Mississippi.
And a few moments later...
52 Mississippi.
Stop playing with your phone. Your breakfast will get soggy.
Okay, with the time spent on using the stopwatch, it should add up to about 1 minute, right?
Could he be ignoring me because of... I'll just ask. Hey, do you regret what happened yesterday?
Megan's question makes you finally pay attention to her.
What?
Is that why you're acting like this? Openly ignoring me?
No, of course not.
So you don't regret it?
How could I? You're my best friend.
Oh. Anyway, get off your phone if you don't want to eat soggy cornflakes. I know how much you hate that. Also, hurry up or we'll be late.
Okay, I'll...
Before finishing the sentence, you notice both the bowl and the cup are empty again.
Seriously, again?
What?
You're pretty playful in the morning.
What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Grabbing a spoon, you pretend to eat your breakfast.
Mmm, tasty.
Why does it feel like you're messing with me?
Messing with you? I would never. Mmm. These are the best cornflakes I ever had.
Stop it.
Why, I'm just appreciating this wonderful breakfast my dear stepsister made for me.
Well, then enjoy it alone. I'm not gonna stay here and have you fuck with me.
That's pretty much my plan, though.
Hearing this catches Megan off guard and fills her cheeks with acute redness.
Which part? Enjoying breakfast or fucking with me? We'll see.
Megan glances at you one last time before leaving and heading to class.
Ha! Serves her right. She can't outplay me. Anyway, back to the important stuff.
Heading back upstairs, you go into your room.
So, I found out how to do it and how long it lasts. Although I still can't figure out why I'm even able to do it. I was stuck in time before, so that partially makes sense, but... How can I do it with just asking a dumb question? My head. Just gonna try figuring it out as I go. At the same time, I probably shouldn't mess with it too often. Who knows what'll happen if I do. However, the things... I can do with this power... No, this knowledge... I can't wait.
You laze around for the rest of the day, happy with your newfound gift, eager to test it out more as soon as the day resets. New talent unlocked. Mischief increased. Yes, this will definitely end well.
Okay. Okay, that was the event. Did you guys notice that there's these capital letters? Has anybody been keeping track of those? Like, is there anybody here that's been watching and keeping track, writing every single one of those down? That's probably a message. And I've been reading it live, so it would suck for me to go into my phone and have to tap a letter every freaking time. But if you guys have been able to do that, please let me know if you've gotten any kind of message. And I'm sure some of you guys hearing this will probably go back and be like, oh shit, Grim, you might be right. And either you'll find a message or it'll be garbly goop that needs to be unscrambled. So now we can go through everybody, I think. Yep, everything's back. I've been so caught up with everything that I totally forgot about the almost threesome that happened at the party. I should really talk to Megan in the morning again. She should be in the kitchen, I think. So now we are back to the normal day.
You approach Megan, preparing for the usual morning talk.
Morning.
Hey, he's up early. Want some breakfast?
I wasn't planning on eating, but it smells good.
I'm making your favorite.
And now I feel hungry all of a sudden. Yeah, I'll have some.
What about coffee?
Sure.
Sit, I'll bring it in a sec.
Nodding, you take a seat.
So, about yesterday.
That damn tequila makes me crazy.
Nothing new.
Here you go.
Thanks.
You eat your breakfast quietly, finishing up only moments after.
So, when do you want to continue where we left off?
That surprised me. I didn't expect him to be this direct. So you don't regret what happened?
Would I ask if I did?
I thought...
that you took advantage of me?
Yeah.
Even so, you should take responsibility.
Responsibility?
Responsibility. Exactly.
How do you expect me to do that?
I don't know. Hey, I don't want to go on the Manosphere stuff here, but responsibility? I can't be held accountable for that. I'm a woman. I don't know anything about responsibility. You're the man. You take the responsibility. Compensate for my blue balls.
I did leave him hanging.
I'm serious. I don't know if I'll be able to forgive you.
Should I tell him about the threesome?
Oh! That'll give her some bonus points.
Will Zoe be okay with that?
I don't think you'll be able to make it right, ever.
I should probably talk to Zoe about it first.
But if you won't help me, I bet Zoe would gladly volunteer.
What?
Making her jealous works wonders. Technically, I'm taking her to the party as my date.
And what about me? How can you say that after what happened yesterday? You... I gotta calm down.
To put it bluntly, you're third wheeling.
Lying little jackass.
Walking up to you, Megan.
Hold on.
Lying little jackass.
Walking up to you, Megan takes a swing. Surprisingly, you catch her arm midair.
Let go of me!
Why are you jealous?
I'm not.
Yeah, it really looks like you're not.
Megan tries shaking off your hand, but it's in vain.
Shit, this is getting out of hand. I didn't expect her to react this much. Megan, calm down. I was just messing with you.
Hey, let go!
Doing just the opposite, you pull her closer, resulting in her falling down onto your lap.
Oh,
Whoops.
Doing just the opposite.
Hold on. Where did all the confidence go?
Why don't you look for it with Zoe?
Damn, she's not even hiding her jealousy anymore.
Slowly, you cradle her face. And gently pecking her lips.
Calm down.
You're an ass.
But you like it.
I must be crazy.
Welcome to the club.
Finally, you let her go as you get up.
Just so we're clear, I was not jealous.
Not saying you were. But how about I show you there's nothing to be jealous of? After class?
I have to check if my schedule's free.
Okay, let me know.
Whatever. I can't wait.
Now, let's get going or we'll be late.
Wow, never thought I'd hear those words come out of your mouth.
What can I say? The sooner we're there, the sooner we're back.
I wonder why you're in a hurry.
What?
I wonder why you're in a hurry.
I wonder.
Why don't you take care of that first, though?
Huh?
Megan points towards your crotch.
Really? This is why we can't have nice things.
They'd probably arrest you if you strolled like that down...
Yeah, I know. Give me a minute.
Sure, I'll wash the dishes.
You sprint upstairs to get your erection under control. After Megan finished the dishes and you finish getting ready, the two of you head to college. Once there, the usual happens as Nicole spots you, but you decide to avoid her this time and head straight inside.
What did Miss Nicole want to talk about?
Who knows? Grades, I guess. Right, folks? Maybe I should start texting her in the morning to not worry or something. She diligently waits for me every morning.
Maybe she wanted to confess her undying love for you.
What?
I'm joking.
If you only knew.
Why so serious?
Here we go with the Joker. Oh, nothing. Fuck, my reaction was suspicious as... Oh, nothing! Fuck, my reaction was suspicious as hell.
Wait. Did something happen?
Here we go again. How about we talk about your ass Zoe. That made my di-
This dickhead almost got us caught.
Zoe comes behind you and punches you on the arm.
I should start avoiding the punches I know are coming.
Morning. Morning. Where were you guys? Class is just about to start. We got caught up at home. Everything okay? Yeah, Elizabeth and her usual melodramatics about cleaning.
Damn, a lie on the spot. A true professional.
Takes one to know one.
Hey.
Zoe shyly smiles, pushing a loose lock behind her ear.
Openly flirting in front of me? Shame on you both. Shut up.
Wow. Jealousy masked by jokes.
Anyway, Megan, did you already plan your outfit for tonight?
Megan glances at you, knowing she has to come up with another excuse.
Yeah, I already got something in mind. Boo! Why are you always prepared? What can I say? But that just means you'll have enough time to help me with mine.
This time, Megan's eyes seek your help, not knowing what else to say.
What?
Why is this so hard?
No help. Sorry, Zoe. I told you, Elizabeth had her fit in the morning. We have to help her with cleaning after class.
How is she this good at lying?
It's more of a surprise that you're this bad all of a sudden.
Oh, that means no pregame at your house? Yeah. Well, can't say I'm not bummed. But what can you do?
The three of you snap your heads to the sudden noise.
Do you plan on going in, or are you making plans to ditch my class? No, sorry. Let's go.
As you pass by, Nicole's gaze lingers on you a while longer.
When I find some time, I should really try another go at Nicole.
You wink at her before going inside.
What was that?
The lecture starts and goes by without any trouble. After class, Megan and Zoe go talk about something privately. Soon after, Megan returns alone and you two head home.
I'm still shocked how you made an excuse right on the spot.
That's how great I am.
Modest as well.
Anyway, Miss Nicole seemed really desperate to talk to you today.
Are you trying to distract me from what I'm about to do to you?
What? I'm baffled by the amount of confidence you managed to grow in. A day?
Guess you never really knew the real me.
Don't ruin the mood with your cring.
What are you guys talking about?
Both of you flinch upon hearing Jessica's voice.
Jessica, you're home.
Trying to be funny?
Ooh.
And what's with the screaming?
Megan, let's just go. I don't feel like talking to Jess right now.
I need to talk to you.
Just my luck.
What about?
None of your business.
What's your problem? She's being a real bitch.
Seeing the situation, you decide to intertwine.
Is it urgent?
And important.
Jessica's looking at you, slowly getting irritated.
He's acting so carefree. Isn't he bothered by what happened yesterday?
You coming?
Jessica ignores Megan, turning to you.
So?
I don't know what to do. Can't talk right now. Megan and I have to discuss the party tonight.
But she says it's something important. Even though she's being a bitch, she looks worried.
Shit. It's not, right, Jess?
An irritated expression rests on Jessica's face.
She probably wants to talk about yesterday, but I got something a lot more fun waiting for me, so I'm not in the mood. So I'm sorry, Jess.
I just told you it.
Because if it is, you can say it right now, in front of Megan.
Asshole. Find me when you have time.
With that said, Jessica goes back to the living room.
That was weird. Anyway, you were saying?
With some slight flirting along the way, you and Megan are soon upstairs.
Jess was acting bitchier than usual.
Maybe you didn't spend enough time with her these days.
True. Most of my time goes on this new game I've been playing.
There you go again.
What?
Changing topics. Getting cold feet, Megan.
Ha! If anyone's gonna get cold feet, it'll be you.
I'm still here, right?
Megan lifts her top, exposing her perky boobs.
Wow!
Still think I'll bail?
There's still time.
Almost instantly, you close the distance.
My heart is pumping so fast.
Lifting your hands, you place them over Megan's tits.
Your hands are a bit cold.
Your lips meet Megan's as you lean down, enveloping her in a deep kiss.
Ah, oh, fuck it.
She relaxes into the kiss as you play with her boobs.
Holy, this is intense already.
Your hard-on makes an appearance, poking her proudly.
It seems someone wants a little attention, too.
After we're done here, you can give him all the attention he needs.
Without letting her answer, your mouth goes for Megan's boob, your tongue licking her already hard nipple. Unfortunately, you're disrupted by unexpected knocking.
Will she give it a rest?
Quickly fixing your clothes, you make it just in time before Jessica opens the door.
There you are. Did something happen?
Yeah, you interrupted us.
Megan!
Well, I doubt it's important.
Huh, she isn't questioning it?
Elizabeth was looking for you.
Why? I asked, but of course I know already.
Don't know and I don't care. The message has been delivered, so my job is done.
With that, Jessica leaves.
Did I see that right? That bulge is so big, he has to be hard as a rock underneath.
Hard as a rock. Do you smell what the rock is cooking? In his pants, I guess.
What was going on in there before I came in?
Where were we?
We were just finishing our little talk.
Huh? Why did the mood change all of a sudden?
That was a close call with Jess. I don't want to risk it.
She's not gonna come back.
Can you be 100% sure? Exactly. And Elizabeth's also home, looking for you.
Wasn't she looking for you?
Was it me? I could have sworn it was you. Not the point, though.
But she's right. It's risky as fuck.
Oh.
Suddenly, Megan notices your bulge, realizing she once again left you with blue balls.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
I'm not forgiving you this time.
What if I promise you something even better?
Like?
Me and Zoe have this thing we're planning to do at the party tonight, and you're invited.
Is she talking about the legendary threesome? Does Zoe know about it?
She does?
What is it? It's for sure the threesome, but I still have to check.
You'll see. But let me tell you, the wait will be so worth it.
Do I even have any other options? Sure.
Great.
Playfully, she pecks your cheek.
Now then, I have to start getting ready for the party.
Didn't you say you're done already?
You know that was just an excuse for us to be alone, right? I still don't know what to wear, and because of you, I don't have my critic.
You can always ask me for advice.
I'm not confident enough to control myself with you, so I don't think that's a smart idea.
So what will happen at the party, and what will Megan wear? We'll find out next time when Lust Theory Season 2 continues on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Stay tuned, guys.